Hello and welcome to the How Not to Screw Up Your Kids podcast, the bucket emptying episodes. So pour yourself a cuppa, find a comfy seat and enjoy the conversation. I'm your host, Dr. Mary Han, psychologist and parenting expert. And in today's episode, I want to talk about why am I making such a big fuss about raising children and it taking a village? What is a village and why is it so important? And why does Mary Han keep banging on about it? Well, you've heard the saying, it takes a village to raise a child. But what do we actually mean by it? What do I mean by it? Well, if we take the children aspect out for a minute and just think about what is a village. Well, a village is just a collection of people who share a commonality in terms of where they inhabit and they live. And that would mean that they would have a common purpose. If you sort of think about sort of any aspect of the world, whether that's a village or whether it's a town or a city. In essence, it's a collection of people living together. And in order for that area to function well, there needs to be a common level of communication in terms of shared values, in terms of shared belief that would work together, collaboration, cooperation in order to make life function. Now, when we talk about a village still wider than that, we all need a village. Forget children for a moment. Forget the process of why we need a village for children, but just simply as individuals, we need to be part of a collection. We need to be a part of a collective, a group of people with some shared purpose, some shared values, some shared beliefs and vision and purpose and destination. Now, when we take that beyond simply just us as adults and we start integrating this concept of it taking a village to raise a child, whilst we are in practical basis these days, raising our children quite often in a very isolated, smaller family dynamic, my view is that actually collectively in our villages and our towns and our cities, we are all responsible and we all have an impact on every single child, whether we're a parent or whether we're not a parent. Because if we're not a parent, we are most likely employed in some shape or form. We may be self-employed, we may be entrepreneurs, we may be running our own businesses, we may be part of a company that pays us. But we have a vested interest in raising resilient adults because at some point they will be they're our employees. They will work for us. They will be part of the company that we work with. They'll be part of our community. They'll be at the bus stop. They'll be at the gym. They'll be in the cinema. They'll be in the shops. They'll be in the restaurants. They'll be interacting with us. So it's really crucial that instead of really seeing it being the responsibility of a parent to raise their child, we all have a collective responsibility because we all have a vested interest in these tiny individuals who become young children, who become teens and adults, because we're all in this as collective. So that's for me is really why this narrative around it taking a village. And what we know is that in the 21st century that we live in, we are moving further and further away. Generally, as families, we're not in that as it used to be, where you'd be born in a particular city or a town, you would still live not very many roads or streets away from your immediate family. So you'd have that close community that was related to you by blood, living not very far away from you. Whereas now we need to broaden that and we need to be looking at our village beyond our close family because they're living further and further away, or we're moving further and further away. And actually our village becomes our friends, becomes our work colleagues, and across all of the different areas that we sort of have our lives. So it's a really crucial aspect. And I believe that we've lost a lot of that, particularly when I hear narratives around parents and schools, just to give one example, feeling quite often that they're not always working together, that they're working in opposition. Not because I think parents feel that they're in opposition with schools, and not because I believe that schools feel that they're in opposition with parents. But I think we don't naturally have a forum that encourages this cross-pollination, this discussion, this communication in an environment where it is very collaborative. Quite often, you know, as parents, when we're getting involved with schools, it's usually because something is happening which is challenging our child. And so we don't sort of have that cooperative sort of experience and that collaborative approach from the outset, not because it's anyone's specific issue and people are causing particular challenges. It's just simply that as parents, our lives are super, super busy. And if our child is doing, seems to be happy and content at school, we just keep cracking on in the same way as schools. When children are happy and contented in schools, things just carry on and continue. Whereas when I'm talking about a village, I'm talking about that communication, regardless of when things are going well or things are not going well. So we're having that collaborative approach from the outset. So that's why I keep banging on about why it takes a village. Why is it important for you specifically as a parent listening to this particular podcast? Well, for me, it has three very specific purposes. These are the three kind of key areas to me as to why we need a village around us. The first reason is that our village creates a sounding board. They're people that we trust, that we know are also sharing a similar journey to us. That doesn't mean that they're necessarily parents. Remember, the village is not necessarily just parents. It's our collective support system. But they can be a sounding board in that we feel, because we have that village, because we have that trust, because we have that level of communication, because we have a shared vision, we can then use them as a sounding board for our decisions. I'm considering this. What do you think? This is what's happening and I can't quite work out what's going on. What do you think? So our village becomes an opportunity to bounce our thinking from, to articulate and to verbalize potentially some of the challenges that we're experiencing or we're going through, and really use them as a sense check as to whether we're walking a reasonably consistent path, whether they can pick up on something that we've missed. So that for me is a really crucial part, what that can be, you know, why we have a village is this idea about using them as a sounding board. The second reason for having that village is that they can be our support network. And that support network can just simply be a support network where we physically use resources. They're our support network because they are able to kind of helicopter in and help and support us, whether that's specifically in terms of childcare, whether that's specifically with resources, information that they have, knowledge that we can then use, or they can be that support system because it helps us feel that we're not alone. We're not isolated. We have people that we can turn to as our support crew as and when we need it. And that's a really crucial part of a village. It doesn't necessarily mean that we will always seek out that support, but simply knowing that it is there, that someone has your back, that there's a common, almost like a safety net there for you as part of that support network, has a huge impact in terms of making us feel that we can take some of those difficult steps and act on things that we believe we need to act on, because we know we've got that sounding board from our village and we know we've got that support network in place for us. And then the third reason why we need a village, and of course there's more than these, but these are the most crucial ones as far as I see them. The third one is that actually by having your village around you as your sounding board, as your support system, they then also become your accountability, because they are there to be your sounding board, to help support you, but they're also there to challenge you and to ask you why you have not yet taken action, because you were talking about the same issues a week ago, a month ago, a year ago. So that accountability is actually a crucial part of that support that you get from a village, because it's great to have them as a sounding board. It's great to know that there's a support system there. But if we're going to raise resilient adults, we also need a village that holds us to account for the things that we are all agreeing in terms of a shared vision, a shared purpose, a shared roadmap for raising resilient adults. Is, are we doing the things that we say that we ought to do and that we know that we ought to do, making those difficult decisions, having those difficult conversations, creating those boundaries, either specifically in relation to our relationship with our children, but also in terms of that wider relationship between work, for example, and home life, between certain individuals within our lives. So that accountability is actually quite often a sort of an overlooked aspect of why we need that village. And hopefully this has helped you understand why I keep banging on about why it takes a village and why it's such a crucial part, and why it's a really important thing that we invest time and we really actively seek to curate and build our own village. And what's important to also remember is that this concept of our village, it is an evolving village, because what we might need at different times, at different stages and ages of our children, may well mean that our village changes. The people in our village, our support group, our sounding boards and our accountability may well change as our children move closer and closer to that sort of that nirvana that we're all looking for, that utopia, which is raising that resilient adult. I hope you found that helpful and at least explains why I keep going on about it. As ever, if you have enjoyed this podcast, I would be eternally grateful if you could rate, review, and follow this podcast so that others can find us and we can spread the love. So until next time.